welcome to the Mother Days podcast. I am your host, Sarah Wright Olson. I almost forgot my name.
Your name's Sarah, and I'm Teresa Palmer. How's it going?
You guys,
I'm really pumped because our guest today, I feel like I'm already working out on the podcast, and we've already planned that this is my new coach. This is going to be my fitness coach. I'm going to join the Sarah Bandcamp. I'm jumping on, and I'm going to start getting fit. Woo!
Okay. I'm so excited. So excited to introduce you all to someone who has changed my life, and I've been following her religiously and was like desperately hoping that she would come on our podcast. And this was even before she was pregnant. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. You guys, introducing you to Callie Gullickson. Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Callie, welcome to the show. Callie is a amazing Peloton instructor. She is our strength trainer extraordinaire. She also has collaborated for some amazing workout wear with BYOE, Bring Your Own Energy, is her mantra. And Callie, you started off as an athlete. You were a dancer. You come from a family of athletes, and you found yourself in this entire world of strength training. How did you get there? What happened? Tell us your story.
Yeah. So I'm literally one of six kids. Everyone.
Oh my God.
Yes.
My dream.
And my dad was a professional baseball player. And then from there, my mom played tennis in college. And literally the repertoire of what all my siblings did is nuts. Like my oldest sister, track and field, Notre Dame. Second sister, won the U.S. Open for mixed doubles. My brother went to Georgia for baseball. My sister Georgia for tennis, won NCAAs, got to play in the U.S. Open doubles with my sister.
What?
Uh-huh. And then there's my little sister who went to UVA for tennis. And me, I'm like, okay, I like love sports, but not that dance is not a sport, but I was like, I'm a little more creative, artsy. And so I got into dance. It led me to New York. Loved it. However, I feel like maybe like looking in the mirror constantly got a little hard, and I started to like aim towards perfection, which we all know is like not a thing. And it became not fun for me. So on the side, they were also like, well, you should do some cross training. So started cross training, taking at different fitness studios, and fell in love with fitness, specifically strength training. And just like the confidence that it gave me and the way it made me feel. And then I worked at a few studios, COVID hit. I went back to Florida for about 3 months. I was wedding planning, was supposed to get married in 2020.
Oh, wow.
I was planning on going back to New York the day New York went into quarantine. And then my husband and I were like, let's just stay in Florida with my parents. We stayed in Florida, lived with my parents for 3 months. I said to my husband, are you sure you want to do that? Like, we can leave. It's okay. He's like, no, this is great. I said, okay, you're the one.
Oh my gosh.
And then out of the blue, Peloton reached out. And this was literally after we decided to move down to Florida. So there's like a certain amount of days. I forget what it is, but they're like, you know, you can't get your deposit back from your house. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm moving here. The day after you couldn't get the deposit back, I get a DM from Peloton. And I'm like, you're joking. You're joking. You're joking.
Oh, my God.
So I went through the whole process, all of that. Like, every single day I was like, let's decorate the house. And I'd be like, no, let's not, because I may be moving back to New York. And then I ended up getting the job, and my husband, I remember, I was like, oh, Chris, we just moved. Like, I knew Peloton was like the best place to work, you know, but like, yeah, he's like, ah, oh, like, is it a sign that, you know, like, we should stay? I'm by family. And he said, Callie, don't you dare. He's like, if you see someone else taking your spot that you know that you got after this whole long process, you are not going to be happy with yourself. I'm like, you're right. And then literally joined Peloton, and my life has changed ever since.
Love. That is such an amazing story. I think I've had like some sort of a fitness or workout or something routine, like, you know, basically ever since I was in my 20s. But it was never focused on in any one direction. It was like, I just like movement, and I'll take a yoga class here. I'll do like a bike class there, and like nothing. It always just felt like I was like making time during the day to do it. And then there was this like one time, and I think it was like 2021, Erica got me the Peloton bike. I was so excited. I was doing the bike. And then someone said something to me about doing strength training. Oh, it's my doctor. That's what it was. So I was with my doctor doing a physical, and he was like, strength training is the way to longevity. He's like, if you want longevity in life, he's like, longevity is about making your muscles strong to protect your bones. And he's like, you're going to feel really good. You're going to feel strong. It's going to make you like stand differently. And like, he's like, just watch, just try it. I just want you to try it. And it was because I had done a bone density test, and there was some like some of the density in my hips had gone down, like the percentage had. It was like, he's like, you really need to build this up around your hips. And so then I one day tried one of your classes, and you are amazing at telling stories while you're working out that make me laugh so much. Like, I giggle at all the Charlie stuff, and like, I'm like, girlfriend better be sponsored by Trader Joe's, because she talks about Trader Joe's every class.
Not yet. Not yet. We're working on it.
Okay. It's going to happen. Okay. It's going to happen.
Manifest that.
Manifest it. Exactly. But it really, for anybody who's curious, it really did change my life. And it's like 5-10 minutes a day to like 20-30 minutes a day, whatever it is that you can do a strength training class, and you feel different. You feel stronger. Mm. It's such a thing where you walk into a room and you're like, oh, my body feels so good. So you're like, one of your mantras is bring your own energy. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and like your class, or, you know, where people can like find you in that?
Totally. Obviously, I do love fitness. I do love working out. But you know, I am human. So some people are like, how do you do this for work? You know, and I'm like, I know there are some days where like, it is literally like, I am not there. I always have to remember, like, it is not my workout. It's more so for everyone taking the class and for me to help motivate them. So I found myself being like, okay, I have to have the best energy when I wake up, when I go into these classes, because it's not only a job, but I am hopefully changing other people's lives. And that's like the benefit of it. So someone actually like DM'd me and was like, your classes, you have to always bring your own energy. And I've been like waiting. There's like all these amazing instructors that I work with. They have these like motivational lines and like, I love working with them. But like, for me, I'm like, oh gosh. Okay. Like I was like really trying to,
what's my line? Deep.
Yeah. I'm like, what do I stand for? I'm like, I don't even know. Like, so this person said that and I said, oh my gosh. I literally was like, BYOE, not BYOB, but BYOE. And I started saying that. And it like is truly like not only like what I go by when I don't want to work out, when I'm not feeling my best, but like, you know, we are humans. I have so much stuff too going on outside of work, and to be able to show up as my best self, feel my best self, I always have to remember BYOE. And it does help because I'm like, okay, you have two options. You can like, you know, dwell in negative or prosper in the positive. Yeah. So what path are you going to take? What are you going to choose? And we always have that choice. So I'm like, I'm going to choose to bring my own energy. So that has not only helped me in my workout classes, but you know, off the mat as well.
That is so cool.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering, and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/motherdays.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I recently noticed that you were pregnant. And yes. It is so exciting following your journey. And also, I think a lot of times, you know, women are like, I'm not really sure what to do during my pregnancy, or, you know, like, can I continue to do the things that I was doing before? And it's really been so much fun to watch you as your, you know, baby is growing and you're continuing to do these same workouts that you were doing 5 months ago. And you make some moderations here and there. And, you know, as you're going along, and I'm watching you like smiling, because I'm like, oh, I wonder if she's going to be able to do that, like, holla hold. And I'm like, no, she can't. She's going to do something else, you know? Yes. And it's just, that's so awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about how this has been? This is your first baby, right?
This is my first baby. I'm so excited. Aww. And honestly, when I also like first found out that I was pregnant, I did feel like a little bit of pressure, because I'm like,
yeah,
I'm in front of millions of people. You know, what's going to happen to my body? That's, you know, something that like we all are like, oh, how is my body going to react? Everyone's pregnancy is different. Everyone's body is different. So I was just very unsure. And I am also just so thankful, because throughout this process, the one thing that like I'm definitely going to miss from pregnancy is I feel like the womanhood that you start to feel when you yes. get pregnant, when you're close to becoming a mom, has been like so supportive. And yes. I'm like, wow, like women, we are amazing. Like, yeah. you know, like, you know, people say to me, I can't believe you're still teaching. I'm like, it's literally because of you all, like continuing to support me and be there for me. And like, you know, I am one of six kids and five of us are girls. So I do have them to help guide me. But as far wow. as like teaching, that's like when I feel my best. The, yes. the days when I'm like sitting on the couch and I'm like, okay, I need to rest, which obviously I do rest, but like getting up and then like having the first 2 minutes, I feel a little ancient. I'm like waddling. I'm like, okay, okay, okay. But like during my workouts, I forget I'm pregnant. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, like I did a push-up and my stomach hit the mat. And I was like, oh, that's a first. I've never felt that before. that's new. So it's literally just, you know, I've looked at it as, okay, if something is a little uncomfortable, if I do notice, you know, there's the thing like the coning, the doming part of your core.
That's right.
If you like see any of that, obviously, you know, to modify. But I'm like thankful, like the thing that people should go by is like, if you didn't do it before, you probably shouldn't start during pregnancy. So that's, you know, what I tell people, but I'm continuing to move and do all the things. And I felt that, you know, during third trimester, I've definitely slowed down a little bit, still lifting weights, but you know, I have taken it day by day. So I'm thankful wow. that throughout my pregnancy, I've been able to still move and do all the things. So I'm proud.
It will really set you up for a great birth, hopefully. Because yeah. I do say that like the more you continue your fitness, it's just going to serve you in labor.
Yes.
And I remember I would prep myself. I always think about like the labor contractions. You know, they say that, you know, they go like a minute long. I know some people it varies, but a minute long of these rushes. And when I'm in labor and I'm like, I can get through a minute. I always think about me on the treadmill and I'm like, okay, I can do a minute run on the treadmill. I got this. And I always link it back in labor to fitness. And I found I've given birth 4 times. The fitter I am in my pregnancy, the easier birth is for me. And I had one pregnancy where I did not work out at all. I was like, woo, I'm just going to sleep the whole time. I really thought I was listening to my body, but I also know that I was just being lazy. Mm-hmm. And it was my hardest birth. I got a cervical lip. I like just got so fatigued. So I think you're really setting yourself up for success by continuing with, you know, keeping up that fitness level. I think it's great. And you're a really good example for people who are watching, who are like, what do? I want to keep working out. I'm pregnant. Am I able to?
Yes. Yeah. I know that. I mean, today, for example, good thing I've been working out, because you can tell me your experiences because you guys have multiple babies. But I turned 35 weeks today and I went in and they did the ultrasound and they said, okay, looks like his belly is in the 99th percentile. And it looks like you are measuring about like 7.5 pounds. And I was like, okay, so we got 5 weeks to go and he's 7.5 pounds. And I was like, well, good thing I've been continuing to work out. But like, are those accurate? Like, ladies, tell me, I need to know.
I don't know if they are. I feel like they're always guesses. I had one where they were like, they told me Forrest was massive. And yeah, he was a little bit bigger than my other babies, but he was 8.4 pounds. And they were like, oh, he's definitely going to be like 9.5 pounds. And I went like almost 6 days over and he was an 8.4 pound baby and he totally fit in my vagina. Like it came out, I was fine. I didn't tear. But then I had it in the back of my mind, like, I'm going to have a big baby. And I think that does a disservice to women as well when you're getting fed this information. I think just take it with a grain of salt. Do not start fixating on the number. And, oh my God, I got 5 weeks left. Like, how much more is he going to grow? Nice. How big is he going to be? Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel, because they told me something very similar around like 8 pounds or something around 35 weeks. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I could give birth to this baby right now. Like, that's like the normal. That's actually on the like bigger side for people. Yes. And I would say this thing that I've told many women since, because I will tell you the number, the pounds that my daughter was, but when your body is making this baby, it's like you are definitely going to be able to do this. But your body knows what it's doing is what I'm saying. And that's what somebody told me. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I had an 11 pound baby with my second, and my other two were like 10 pounds. And all of which was totally fine. And my vagina went back to normal and everything was great.
She didn't tear.
Did not tear.
Magical vagina, I always call it.
But I would say it could be way less than that. And I've heard a lot of people be told like, oh, you're going to have a 9 pound baby. And then they give birth and it's like 7.5 pounds. And they're like, why were they telling me the whole time that I was going to have like this 9 pound baby? And like, how can it really be that off? You know?
Yeah. I think I always take that with a grain of salt. I oftentimes am like, don't even tell me. I don't need to know what they weigh. They'll come out whatever size they are and I'll just breathe through that ring of fire, you know?
Totally. Yes. Okay. Good to know. I was like, I need to ask them later.
Oh my God.
What about your, like, you know, your sister, you said, have your sisters had kids before then, all of them? Or
yes. Like, this is going to be the 13th grandchild on my side.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
On my husband's side. So like, it's very exciting for his family. My family, you know, they're just so like, oh my gosh, you're going to be fine. You know, like very nonchalant. So like, going through this whole process, I'm like, oh, I'll figure it out. Oh, it will all work out, you know, because I have literally 12 nieces and nephews.
Oh my gosh.
But it's so interesting because also like three of them above me all have kids. And the first two had cesareans for all of them. So for them, I'm like having to just ask the one sister above me who has had not cesareans. And she's the only one who I can really go to be like, okay, so what is the deal? Like, what do I do for this? You know, I honestly can't answer that. I don't know. You right, know, like totally right. Different situation.
Every birth is different.
Every birth is different. Yeah. Wow. That is, in your mind, are you like, oh, because everybody kind of has a different approach. It's like, you know, I remember being like, I don't know if I want a birth plan. Like, oh, I'll just like see how it goes. And then like, there's other times where I was like, okay, I definitely know that this is exactly what I want, you know. And do you have like in your mind this is how I'm visioning it, or, you know, like a way in which you see it?
I wish I did, but no, I literally have, I have no plan really, which I should probably start like figuring that out. But I also am like, I know I'm the type of person where if I do have a plan, I have to be very like set on it, you know? So I don't want to use myself to like set myself up for, you know, not success or like being worried or anxious or anything. So I'm kind of just like, okay, let's go with the flow.
I love that approach.
We'll see what happens.
I highly recommend that.
That to people,
especially first time moms as well, because I was sort of the opposite. I was like, had all my plans. I had my posters up on the wall. I knew exactly what I was going to do and where I was going to birth. And, you know, I'm going to move from this position to that position. I was so over the top, like in control of it all for the first birth, like read everything you could ever read on birthing. And then when my birth started off so different than I expected, with me having pre-rupturing of the membranes, and then like having to be watching the clock, trying to get myself into labor, like everything sort of unraveled, all the plans went out the window, and I was like, oh, I'm just holding on for dear life. Like, I don't know what is going on. And I think I almost set myself up for failure because I had too many expectations. And Sarah and I talk about expectations all the time, like surrendering, letting go, and just allowing the experience to unfold in the way it's going to unfold.
Yeah.
I've been going to, I don't know if either of you did it, but pelvic floor PT.
Ooh.
And I honestly, like before, didn't really, I was like, oh, I don't think I need that, you know? And then I started having really bad pubic symphysis.
Oh yeah. Where it feels like the pressure on your pubic bone.
It feels like my pubic bone is like constantly bruised.
Yes. So
like,
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yes. So like you walk, or like when I wake up in the morning, it's the worst. Or like as I'm trying to turn at night, like I feel it. And basically it's just like all the hormones is making, you know, your body, your pelvis prepare. They're becoming super relaxed. And so they're like rubbing up against each other and like out of position. So like, I literally, I think it was the first day of my third trimester. And I was like, something is going on. And of course, like I had like a scare. Like I literally was like, Chris, we need to go to the hospital now. And we went and like, they literally were like, okay, we're going to take all the tests. And then they come back and they're like, yeah, you're fine. Like just the pubic symphysis and like all of that. So I started going and it's honestly been great. It's like little, you know, little exercises with the band, that type of stuff. But now that we've done like two sessions, the final two are just like little stretches that you can do and all of that stuff. And I'm like, okay, as long as I'm preparing, you know, like,
yes,
you don't have to be like every single day do these exercises, but I know like, you know, even like the way that she was telling me to breathe, I'm like, so am I going to remember this? She's like, probably not. But if you practice, maybe it will come naturally. So I'm like, that's the most I'm preparing, to be honest. I'm like, maybe it will come. Maybe it will, you know, we'll see, but worth a shot.
And what is your, do you have, I know we said, let's not have plans, but in your mind, your ideal postpartum experience, talk about kind of fitness and getting back into fitness after postpartum, you know, are you going back to work at some point, or are you just, again, open and surrendering to how you go and you'll just see how you feel in the postpartum period?
Totally. So my plan is definitely to take off a few months after, maybe like 3 to 4, depending on how I'm feeling. But according to the pelvic floor therapist, she was saying I can start doing, she already has a program for me, like literally the next day, or the day of, you can start back with your like 360 breathing, your baby hugs. And she's like, that's going to help you get in tune with your pelvic floor again. So it's literally like for the first week, just doing that, finding your breath, finding your pelvic floor, starting to activate your core muscles again. And then I think it's by like week 2 or 4, I can start doing like squats, obviously not weighted squats, hip bridges, that type of stuff. You know, it depends on you know, if you tear a lot, obviously all of that type of stuff. But she's like, I think that you should be totally fine. You'll start moving and then like, we'll go from there. So I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, this isn't going to keep me, you know, out for too long. We'll see. But it's nice that I could like, you know, start moving. I'll obviously start with breathing, no weights, and then see how I feel from there. But I'm honestly like very excited.
Challenge. I know. Oh my goodness. God. It's so cute. Did you find this pelvic floor PT through your doctor? Like, I feel like it's not something very, at least for where we live, like it was not something very common to talk about. Cause I have, diastasis recti. I think that's how you say it. Diastasis recti. Mm-hmm. So I have that like major separation, but I do feel like if I had been doing that 360, that baby hug, that breathing, it really would have helped me to be able to like pull that back in afterwards. Yes. And I didn't really learn that until after baby number two. And so I feel like I've constantly been trying to play like a major catch up. So it's so awesome that you're doing that before. And it's something that in France and like the UK, like it's something that they do in other countries, you know, as like a normal part of your pregnancy and postpartum. In America, I feel like it's not something that we're like, okay, this is really important and we need to do it. Like, was it your doctor that told you about it or?
No, honestly, it was just a lot of like friends in the fitness community when I was talking about how I was having just such bad pains in my pelvic region already at like 20 something weeks. And I didn't even have like a full belly then. So I was like, I can't even imagine the discomfort I'm going to start to feel. And my job is to continue to move. So I definitely like got so many references and reached out, and I'm so happy that I did, because I like, you know, sometimes when I go to physical therapy, you're like, oh, okay. Like I know I should be doing these exercises. You know, they're like little things and you feel like, okay, I don't necessarily need this. But like after the first week, and then she basically would just give me a few exercises and I would do them for a week. And I'd be like, these made such a difference. Like even now when I'm on walks and I start to feel like a little bit of that round ligament pain and stuff, I'm like, okay, I really should be like, I'm leading with my belly to walk. I should not be doing that. And I start to use the breathing, and it really does help alleviate that discomfort. You know, they also recommended the band and all of that to put around your belly. But no, the doctor, like, and it's so funny because once I started doing it and started talking about it on Instagram more, so many people reached out and said, I'm so happy you're doing this. It changed my life. And then a lot of people are like interested as well. Like, what do you do there? So like, I still have to make a video to tell people, but like, it is super important. And I remember like, even before I got pregnant, in the first few months of pregnancy, I was like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. I don't think I need it. And now I'm like,
right,
I feel so much better. And I feel like my pregnancy has been easier because of it.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think that you need it because it's not even something that's talked about very much. And that's the thing, is you just kind of suffer through some of that pain. I think women do. Like, I definitely did. I had that pain so intensely with, you know, my 11 pound baby. And I was like, is this because I'm just like eating a lot of donuts and not doing much movement with my body? Is this why I'm in so much more pain? Or is it something else? Like, it was just like, you know, with my first baby, I was like walking 5 miles a day. With my second, I was like, I got this. It's fine. And it was such a harder pregnancy for so many reasons. But that was a huge one, was that exact pain that you're talking about. I was like, wow, I couldn't, like, I was like ice packs, heat, like pillows between the legs. I was like, what can I do to help alleviate this? Do I need to sit on a donut pillow? Like, it was just nuts. And so it's really awesome. I love that you shared that, because I think that's going to help our listeners so much. Because it's just not, I don't think that's something that we're given as a tool in pregnancy or in postpartum.
Yeah. I was like, when I had like the scare and I thought something was happening. After that, I was like, okay, I got 12 weeks left of this. There's no way I can feel this way. Like, what can I do? And let me tell you, I've never taken better care of myself ever. Like,
right?
Like, I was really like, I started going to acupuncture more, which I normally go to acupuncture, but like, I started it back up. I went to the chiropractor. I was really like, this is self-care that I need to bring with me after this, because I've never felt better.
Absolutely.
And, like, more committed too.
Oh, well done. And you need it even more. Like, when you got that little baby and you're nurturing this little sweet being, it's so easy to put yourself last. So like cultivating that self-care, especially during the postpartum time, is really incredible. What would you say to people who are listening who have maybe like fallen off with their fitness routine like me? And who, I feel like I always have an excuse. I'm always like, well, I'm just so busy, or why would I want to wake up at 5 a.m. and fit in a workout when I prefer to be sleeping at that time? What would you say if there are people out there saying, okay, I want to jump back into it, I'm time poor, I have so much going on. What are the steps towards reconnecting with, you know, fitness?
Totally. I think that one of the biggest barriers is like sometimes we think that we like make too big of a deal of it. Like it doesn't need to be the hardest workout of your life. You don't need to like sweat gallons of sweat, you know, like you literally just have to make it feel good. And that's so different for everyone. Some days feeling good to me is like lifting my heaviest weights. Some days it's literally doing a 10 minute class. And so I would honestly say like put on something. I also love wearing like bright colors because that is like also my thing. Like I say, like bring your own energy, but I'm like, how the heck do I do that? And I'm like, okay, well, if I put on something that I feel good in that like makes me happy when I look at it, like it's gonna make me feel better. So I always love to put on bright colors too, but it's like, sometimes we just make too big of a deal of it. Like we need to just literally like, and that, I think that's why we like dread it too. We put too much pressure on ourselves to look a certain way, to have a certain weight, you know, like that type of stuff. Like, and it's also tuning into why you want to work out. Sometimes that's the barrier too. Like if we're doing it like just to get in shape, then like you're never going to stick with it. If you're doing it to like, you know, you're going through this really tough time in life, you know, you're overcoming these obstacles. And it's like, sometimes when you're just like literally hold a plank for 30 seconds, like that solves a lot of your problems. Oh my gosh, if I hold a plank for 30 seconds, I can do this, you know, like, I just say start small and don't even think that it has to be your hardest workout. Definitely not, especially in strength too. Like some people, I do find that some people think like, oh, strength, it's not hard enough. Like I'm not sweating, I'm not out of breath. And it shouldn't be that way. Like you lift the weights, you enjoy it. And I also say in the classes, we take the work seriously, but never ourselves. So like,
yes, you're
showing up for the workout, but like, you know, have fun during it. Like it doesn't have to be this huge ordeal.
Yeah. My husband does it for peace of mind. Like it quietens his mind. He can get in his head a lot and he goes, he does F45. He goes to do that almost every day because it's his self-care. It helps him feel stable mentally. It's like his thing that he does and how he shows up for himself. But I'm always like, well, I'm just too tired. I'm too tired. I don't want to do it. I'm too tired. But I always feel amazing when I've had a workout. So I think you're right. It's about changing your perspective with it. I think when I look at it as like, oh, I'm trying to, I need to tone up, or, oh gosh, I've got such a mum bod now. Like, you know, that little self-critical voice comes in and we start comparing ourselves to other people or being like, oh, I've got just a flat mum bum. Like, oh, it's going to be too hard to get it perky and cute the way everyone's got it these days. So why should I even bother? These are all the little thoughts that go in. But I love that idea. Like, just kind of showing up, having fun. That I think is the secret to longevity, having a, you know, a sustainable relationship with fitness.
Definitely.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And honestly, like, I mean, I know I sort of said this before, but I never found that until this, until doing your strength classes, because for me, and maybe somebody out there could relate to this, but getting in my car to drive somewhere to like go work out and then getting back in my car and driving home is a thing of the past when I'm a mom. If you live in LA like us, it's like, it's a half hour to get there and then it's an hour class and a half hour back and then I'm going to shower and then I need to eat, you know? So I'm just like, that's just not going to work. And so, you know, Eric had gotten me this bike and now we just use it for strength training because I go out to our garage every morning. I make a coffee and go to the garage and turn it on. And it's like some mornings we have time for 10 minutes. Some mornings we have time for 30 and or 20. But we do it together and the sun is like not even up yet. The sun starts coming up as we're like finishing. And it's amazing. It's the best way to start the day. And yes. If you do it with Callie, guys, because all you need is your app to be able to do it in a couple of ways, is then you're giggling the whole time because she tells really funny stories. And she has this thing called the Soundtrack Strength Club. So Tez, you would love this, but she does it. She like has like an album from a movie and does like an entire workout to the album and then talks about the movie the whole time. So like, will you tell them about that?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, so I literally started like, I feel like a huge thing of workouts is the music. And so I would find myself like teaching classes and then be like, oh my God, remember this from this series or from this movie? Like, oh, and it would like bring you back kind of to like that like major nostalgia. So I was like, what if I created these strength classes that are literally based upon the playlist inspired by like my favorite movies. So I, the first season that I did was literally November, December, and we did Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, Princess Diaries, Elf during Christmas. I just did like a 10 Things I Hate About You class.
I did that class.
So it literally also like, I was like, this is the perfect way too to like bring people in and realize that like strength doesn't have to be that serious. You like, you know, and people like, they're not thinking about working out doing it. They're thinking about the movie. And then they're like, oh my gosh, they write me, I'm going to watch that later. Like, I forgot how good that movie was.
Yeah.
So that has been like something really, really fun that I'm like really enjoyed teaching.
And that just came out of your own. I mean, I feel like I noticed that it just came out of your own. Like, you were just doing it. And then all of a sudden it was like, it became a thing, like where you created like a whole street club out of it. And then you had like outfits.
I went all out. Like, I literally, like, for Mean Girls, I dressed up as the cool mom because, like, this was like recently after I found out I was pregnant. So I was like, perfect. Dressed up as that. So I just, like, I'm like, this makes it just so much more enjoyable. And sometimes that's what you have to do when it comes to working out. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We are so incredibly excited for you to become a mom. Literally my favorite thing in the world. I always look back on that time. It was so special becoming a mom for the first time. And then those first hours and days and weeks, it's just, you're in this little bubble. So we're incredibly excited for you. Have that coming up so soon.
Yes. I'm so excited.
And Charlie, Charlie's going to be a sibling, right?
Charlie's going to be an older sister. He's my 2-year-old.
Charlie's the dog.
Retriever. Yeah. Okay. He literally gets treated as a human. So
yes,
we're preparing her to not be an only child right now.
That's amazing.
We'll see how that goes. But I think
fingers crossed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
And where can people find you, Callie? So the Peloton app. So we download Peloton app, and do we just type in Callie?
Download the Peloton app. You can literally look on strength. Yeah, you can literally just look Callie Gullickson. And yeah, my workouts are in there. I'm on, you know, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media stuff. So.
And what's your handle for social media?
Just my first and last name. So at Callie Gullickson.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. You're such a breath of fresh air. And I cannot really wait to hear how your birth goes and your postpartum. And I'm going to be a new working out gal watching your videos.
You've been watching for you. Stories on Instagram.
That's right.
Maybe you'll join Sarah and Eric in the mornings.
I can't get up at 5 a.m. I just can't be awesome like that. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you can stock what workouts they took.
That's a good idea. And then I'll do the same ones later. Later
I'm always exactly. I'm always like trying to see, okay, what's the newest Callie workout? And then that's what I end up doing. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on. It's just been such a pleasure to have you. And I just enjoy working out with you so much. And I'm so excited for you and for motherhood and all the amazing things. And you guys have been listening to the Mother Days podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.